Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We were joined by a MMA fighter, right, fighting the Bellator. He's got a big bout coming up at Wembley. Paul Semtex Daily. You'll find out why he is Paul Semtex Daily.
I thought he was rather interesting.
He was a nice guy, wasn't he? Very nice guy. You'll hear what he's got to say. We had a bit of a conversation about various matters.
Yeah, and you get an extra bit from us today because one of the guests dropped out, so we did three little sections.
What a treat.
And, yes, well, it is. And, of course, Martin Kellner being Friday. And even for Martin, it was an old reference.
God, blimey. Even I barely remembered it. So anyway, you'll hear all of that.
And a bonus clip.
Bonus clip at the end, that's right. So here it all is.
I do like the story about Xavi telling hundreds of customers they've won Champions League final tickets.
Not Xavi.
Well, it's going to cost the former Barca midfield maestro a fortune.
I'm sorry.
And they're not even in it.
I didn't know where you were going with that. Yeah, sorry, Andy. Good job you jumped in because you see where I was going with it, couldn't you? That's
fair
it.
Enough. Yes, it's a real conundrum with sorry. I did start with the... I was looking at one page of my notes when I got back last night.
You were there last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. And the first note I've got, I hate this manager, I hate this football. And I thought, well, that's
a bit... Did you make your notes during the game?
No, this was after when I got home.
Okay.
And then I thought, you know what, it's a real conundrum with Sarri. If you look at it, two finals, qualify for the Champions League. What more could you want from a manager in his first season? But I'm not alone with this, because I know a lot of Chelsea fans feel the same. I've hated about 65% of the season. I've absolutely detested watching the football.
Right.
They just don't move the ball quick enough. It's all about possession over risk-reward. And the worst thing about it, I think, is the fact that they only play in one half, in virtually every game. And even look at this week against Watford. First half, terrible. Could have been 2-0 behind. Any Watford fan will tell you that. Second half, great. Won the game.
Yeah.
Last night...
They got booed off, didn't they, at half-time?
Yeah. Mm. Last night, first half, pretty decent. Could have been 2-3 up. Second half, I mean, it was just dire. I mean, as worse. And if the Everton's the best example, first half excellent, second half excrement. That's it. I mean, you know, and it's in his defence, the problem striker position hasn't been solved since Diego Costa.
Mm.
I mean, I don't think replacing Hazard is the problem. It's replacing Costa.
Yeah.
I mean, Giroud last night, you know, bless him, he's great when he comes off the bench.
It's never great when someone...
Giroud, he's a good wholehearted player, and he's won the World Cup. And all that, but he's so immobile. He made Llorente look like Thierry Henry. Honestly, it's unbelievable. And Higuain, it's 5 years too late. So
The
transfer ban, that's where it hurts.
I keep thinking I'm watching Toby Gillies up front for when I watch Higuain. He's got a look of Toby about him, isn't he? Can you see that?
It's the beard.
Toby couldn't do a job, but no.
It's, you know, so we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, Tammy Abraham can come back, and there's Batshuayi, but you know, ideally, put it this way, if Chelsea had Aubameyang, I think they would have challenged for the title.
Yeah. Talking of which, I mean, far be it from me to say this, but honestly, that was a great result for Arsenal. Because we said yesterday, if Valencia scored first in that stadium, it's going to be a really tough night.
It's a mystery.
But they did, and they still rode it out.
I mean, Unai Emery, I mean, in the final, you've got one bloke that's won it three times as a serial winner, and you've got another bloke who's never won anything. Ooh, who do you think might win?
Why are you doing it? It all comes down to one game, as I'm about to discover as well.
You're so right about UEFA and placing the game in this city, because, I mean, I know people, I've spoken to people last night, I won't name them, but the people who go home and away that spend so much money on Chelsea. And they just said, we're not going, it's too expensive, it's too far.
And
that is a problem.
Has Victor Sorry, I just said. I mean, it's such a, I mean, you know, 26-hour stopover to get a flight. I mean, in Istanbul or somewhere, it's mad. We're going to be chatting later on to the...
And unlucky to Frankfurt. I thought they did, to be honest, they did.
Yeah, well, the clearance off the line by David Luiz was amazing.
They did.
Yeah. And so, we'll see what happens. We have got an all-British lineup, English lineup, and we're going to have a chat with Kevin Hatchard, European expert, a little bit later on, look at some of the reasons why and what they're making of that, whether there's a bit of navel-gazing around some of the other European superpowers. We're also going to have a chat with Martin Cloke, co-chair of the Spurs Supporters Trust. They have linked up and issued a statement, you've probably seen today, with the Liverpool fans groups as well, just bemoaning the fact that there's sort of rank profiteering that would appear to be going. It was ever thus, but, you know, maybe this is a bit of a line in the sand moment. Probably not. So we'll look at some of the problems that both sets of fans are encountering. And only 6,000 allocation as well for Arsenal and Chelsea, which is...
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they fit it, really.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be pretty dedicated to go for that
Baku
one.
Baku is going to be one of the European Championship venues in 2020. And it's clear that UEFA want to give them a bit of gravy in the build-up to that. But it's not great, is it? I mean, you know...
It's not. And Arsenal, you know, cause much more incentive than Chelsea. It's desperate because they want to get in there. Chelsea already in the Champions League. So you'd imagine.
You think that might take but when they make them relax? I mean, you've got different ways of looking at it.
Well, yeah, I suppose you can look at it that way. I think the one thing I didn't mention last night was the crowd reaction when he took Loftus-Cheek off with 10 minutes to go when you needed a goal. And he'd been Chelsea's best, not so great in the second half, but they'd been their best player. And he left Kovacic on being mad.
Do you know many people who are having him? Are people around you that you sit with, they're saying, I'll leave Malone and he's doing a great job.
Only football snobs who think that he's some kind of professor of football.
Have you got many football snobs that sit in not many football snobs that sit in the Matthew Harding upper.
You know, the sparkle of the team that he had at Napoli just hasn't been there. So I'll probably give him one more season, especially with the ban. Who could you bring in? So he probably will be there next season, I reckon.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. A little story, Andy, I saw that we might get the listeners going on today. This is from the Metro Free newspaper today. A man returned a football to his neighbour, cut in half with a dead fish inside it.
Oh, my goodness.
The incident came to light after a neighbourhood watch crime report was handed to local councillors in Biddeford in Devon. And I think over the years, we all had people that tried to spoil our sporting fun, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Locals. We had a bloke, he was a classic. It was the old knife in the ball.
Yeah.
But generally,
that's
why
they're not putting a dead fish in there.
No, that does kind of show a level of preparation, really. You've got to have the old fish there, let it rot. I can't wait for that ball comes over again. I cut it in half and put a dead fish in.
It'd be good if the new World Cup ball had a dead fish in each ball.
I remember one bloke who used to sort of wouldn't give him back to us, and once he did come out with a ball under his arm, and it was one of those quite thick rubber Wembley balls, and he put it under, and he had a knife in his hand, and he tried to put, and it slipped off the ball and caught him on the arm. It could have been the last thing he ever did. Some might say karma. I don't know if he pierced the skin, but that made him even angrier. And he really went quite postal on the ball after that. You know,
people are weird, aren't they?
Yeah. So if there are people out there that for many years ruined your fun, if you want to tell us tales of the people that tried to ruin your sporting fun and how they did it, let us know. That's talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 and you can tweet to TSHNJ. TSHANDJ.
Good.
Anything else, Andy?
Oh, yes. Do you see there's a bit more royal guff? The Archie, the new royal baby, he was named after Meghan's cat that she had when she was young. It's like it wasn't called Tibbles.
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
You name a child after a cat.
Oh, well. They do what they like, can't they? I don't see the problem. Is that it? Anything else?
Well, not for the moment. I'll have nothing left if you do that to me.
Okay.
Men are twice as likely...
What about Andy's nap? What's going on with Andy's nap today? Yeah.
My tip for the 2 o'clock...
Andy's nap. We haven't got a trailer for that. We'll get one done.
My tip for the 2 o'clock at Ascot today is in honour of the four English clubs making the finals. It's called Final Song. So there you go.
Final Song?
Final Song in the 2 o'clock at Ascot.
Is it favoured?
No, I don't think... I doubt it. I think it might be second or third favourite. Let's have a look. Yeah, it's planned. It's not planned. It's expected to go off about 4-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not very humorable, is it, as Stuart Pearce would say? It's just...
what do you want out of it?
Well, I think I'm more than that, is what I'm trying to say. I think that was a bit...
Well, I thought it was quite nice.
Yeah, it is quite nice, but who wants nice, you know? quite nice when it comes to Andy's nap?
Well, shall I go with Mrs. Flanders?
No, it's too late now. The damage has been done. We'll change it on Monday.
We'll be pleased if he comes and romps home in the maiden filly's steak.
Okay, fillets, the maiden fillet steak.
Fillet steaks.
You don't want that, do you, if you're a horse? You don't want to be anything called the maiden...
Especially with the race in France.
Yeah, not the maiden fillet steak.
Yeah,
that's not a great idea, is it? So we shall see.
Okay.
So, yes, later on we will be... Martin Kellner will be here with the Week of Sport on TV. And the Fools panel, let's give you the games in the Fools panel. I'll be in a position to do that. Where's me a bit of paper? I think we are. So, we'd like you to take part. We want you to guess the score of these games. We'll have a pro joining us. It's the final one of the season. I think Andy's probably home and hose. Although, the pros are quite close. It could be
very tight. Nothing much happened last week. You know, sort of similar scores. So, it's still a very close race.
So
it's like the Premier League. It's exactly the same.
Well, if you're a fan of any of these clubs, let us know. Brighton, Manchester City, Leicester, Chelsea, Liverpool versus Wolves, and Spurs versus Everton. So they're the four games we're covering. Brighton City, Leicester Chelsea, Liverpool Wolves, and Spurs Everton. That's
far be it for me to do on-air editorial, but why on earth are we not doing the Man City-Brighton game? Why are we doing Chelsea-Leicester?
Brighton-Man City, I said that at the start.
Brighton-Man City.
Yeah. Leicester versus Chelsea, Liverpool versus Wolves.
Okay.
And Spurs versus Everton.
Okay.
What else needs deciding?
I wouldn't do... That's four games. Why are we doing four games? Well, there's no point doing Chelsea Leicester. Let's just do the other. The Spurs one's still something up for grabs there, I'd say. Anyway.
So you don't want to do it?
Well, we normally only do three. Why would we do four?
So when you said far be it from me to do editorial on air,
well, I have to anyway, protect the show's integrity.
We move on. Our old mate Gareth A. Davis was talking in the build up to the big Bellator matchup between Paul Daly and Michael Page recently. Andy, you would have seen him posting lots of stuff on social media about it. Was a huge fight in this country. And we're very pleased to say that Paul joins us in the studio. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm not too bad. How's yourself?
Good, good, good. Yeah, we'll come on to your next fight. But it was a big night, wasn't it, for MMA in this country?
Yeah, it was massive. You know, I was comparing it to Nigel Benn, Chris Eubank, but for the mixed martial art world. You know, it was a bit of a rivalry. Two guys from similar backgrounds who didn't really like each other, who were both very, very good at fighting in the sport of mixed martial arts and who were both British. So it made for a very interesting storyline, yeah.
A few people said it was quite a difficult fight for both of you. Probably neither of you are kind of completely at your best for whatever reason. Well, is it a styles make fights thing or something? Or
yeah, and it was a big occasion and there was a lot on the line. It was part of the Bellator's welterweight tournament. 50 Cent was given the winner £1 million. So that was obviously we had a lot to lose. But, you know, we were both strikers, both with finishing capability. And it just so happens that I could wrestle a little bit as well. So I decided to take the fight to the ground rather than stand up.
Okay.
Now, the fight was in February. Your next fight's in June. Is it a bit like boxing that you can't fight more than, say, twice a year, something like that?
I'd like to fight as much as possible, you know. Me personally, I'd like to fight as much as possible. I enjoy the sport, you know. I've been doing it for 16 years and, you know, it's what pays the bills. But when you get to a certain level and you know, without sounding big-headed, you become a bit of a marquee name. You can understand why your promoters only put you out a few times a year. But, you know, if it was up to me, I'd like to fight as much as possible.
Yeah. What was your route into the sport then, Paul?
I just came across a DVD it was a video back then, and I was already doing martial arts. I trained in karate from 7 and then transitioned to various other different martial arts. Seeing this video, seeing a guy win a tournament, seeing him get a big check, and I thought, I need to do that. If I can do something that I love and get paid for it, then why not?
Yeah.
Have you fought in America?
Yeah, I've been fighting in America since 2007, which is unusual for the sport in that a lot of the British guys really have to carve out their career here first before going to America. I was just so fortunate enough to be promoted by Gary Shaw, who was also working with Mike Tyson in the boxing industry. So very early on in my career, I was fighting on CBS and fighting on pay-per-views in America with a promotion that's now defunct called Elite XC. So it's great to fight in America, but there's nothing like fighting in the UK.
Are the crowds different? Are there a different reaction? Can you feel it?
You definitely feel the crowds. And you can definitely tell the difference in fighting in America and fighting in the UK. Like I said, I love fighting in America, but the energy, whether you're British or not, the energy, you can't compare it, a British crowd to a crowd anywhere in the world.
Really? Well, that's great. That's good to hear, isn't it? Yeah. They've embraced the sport like that. Your next opponent, Eric Silva, 34-year-old Brazilian.
Yes, very tough. Had a lot of hype coming into the sport. Highly touted by the Brazilian media. But unfortunate for him, he has to fight me.
You're confident.
And that's at Wembley, 22nd of June.
Yes, it is. It should be a big night for British mixed martial arts.
It's a good bill, isn't it? There's another big fight on as well.
Yeah, there's a title fight between a Dutch fighter, Gegard Mousasi. He's fighting a guy called Lovato, who's a world Brazilian jiu-jitsu champion. So it's a very interesting mix of styles. Lovato being more of the guy that likes to take the fight to the ground, and Mousasi being a bit more of a stand-up fighter.
Mm. And we often talk, I mean, we know Sky Sports do a brilliant job with their coverage. We often talk, bemoan the fact there's maybe not enough terrestrial coverage of some sports. And they've linked up with Channel 5, haven't they? So there's going to be terrestrial coverage in this as well.
Yeah, there is. There's going to be some coverage on it on Channel 5, and I had my first experience as a pundit of the sport live on Channel 5 last week, which was a great experience. And I'm happy that Bellator are doing this. It's great. It's a great platform for the young British UK mixed martial art fighters. And I'm happy to have sort of carved the way for them and still be involved in the sport as it is now.
Fantastic. And your nickname is Semtex. Who gave you that?
I would like to give you a very interesting story, but I sort of, when I was working a 9-to-5, it was me and my mate sat behind some computers, and I'd had one or two amateur fights, and we just went through a list of explosives and Semtex sort of stuff.
You don't want to be taken to the internet looking at lists of explosives.
I know, it would be a different story now, but it was very innocent, and my fighting style is just very 0 to 100, and when it gets to 100, my opponent's normally unconscious, so we thought that was a fitting name.
And you like it now, you're pleased you chose it. I mean, I suppose you've got used to it.
Gel Ignite.
Paul Gel Ignite. TNT's probably been nicked.
TNT, you found that now, that a lot of them, obviously Dynamite's one that's been used before, TNT, but there's only one Semtex in mixed martial arts, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Excellent.
Well, Dynamite's a magician, he gets slaughtered, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's not going to last very long, I wouldn't think, before. Well, good to see you, Paul. Thank you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on Talk Sport. Andy's naps and good news at last. It's happened. You got a winner.
I did.
What was
not
it called?
Bad. Final Song.
Yeah, it was all a bit boring, but at least you've got a winner.
It's very, very harsh, you are there. I just tried to pick a name that had some relevance.
Yeah, but see, that's what happens, you know. The whole point of this kind of slightly
You're
goofy...
so annoyed because I won.
This kind of goofy daily feature
never
was that...
Be doing it again.
It was
going to
be a disaster, but you're sitting there going, Oh, I just thought, as it's the final day of the season, it'll be Final Song.
I've turned into Alan Bennett.
Final Song. I said to Mum, I'm choosing a horse, what will it go for? More on Scott Parker's appointment as the head coach. Shah Khan, the chairman of the club, says Scott was brave to accept a very difficult challenge in February when appointed caretaker manager. Since that day, whether in training or on match days, he's undeniably made us a better football club. He'll have another big challenge to face now to return us to the Premier League, and I believe he's up to the task. And Scott himself has said he's delighted to be appointed, and the players, staff and fans have been fantastic since he took over, and he's now focused on ending the campaign with a positive result on Sunday against Newcastle.
Good news.
Yeah, well done, Scott. Yeah, I think he's from the moment he went into coaching, people at Tottenham are saying to me he's going to be one to watch. He's really good.
Yeah,
he's a natural.
I think he's done a decent job there.
So well done to him. Good luck. In the meantime, Andy.
Yes, I was about to tell you that men are twice as likely as women to watch the Women's World Cup.
Okay,
which I think it's quite interesting
fact. Yeah,
I think it's are men twice as likely to watch any sort of football than women. I don't know what the statistics are, but that is interesting because I know you'll be watching it. I'll be watching it.
So yeah, it's going to be a decent tournament.
We've got it here on TalkSport.
We have. We'll bring all the England and Scotland games and the closing stages all on TalkSport. TalkSport 2.
Absolutely. And I should talk a little bit about Freddie Starr because I used to love him on Cup Final Day. He sort of, you know, when it used to be...
He did do a lot of football-y stuff, didn't he?
You know,
he would do that.
In the sort of mid-80s, you know.
Tarby Starbar.
Starbar. And he'd be, you know, and he'd always be a sort of, you know, an unpredictable presence. And,
yeah.
Tremendous, I think. So
I was listening to a podcast the other day. And there's a guy on there, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, but his involvement back in the day was the go-between for what they used to call the player pool. When the players weren't particularly rich and they got to a cup final, they could generate 25% of their annual wage.
Yeah, it was a big thing, wasn't it?
Through the play-up. And you think of that now. You think of adding, you know, because they were paid well compared with the average man, but in the sort of 70s, 80s or whatever, they weren't making fortunes. So if you could make 25% of your salary just from reaching the cup final, it was more than the glory, wasn't it? Yeah. And what would happen is that...
It was good for the newspapers, because you've got lots of interesting stories and fun pictures, Monte Fresco-style pictures.
Well, the way they got that was the sort of free-for-all we get now. And the guy on the podcast, his job was to act as the kind of facilitator for who got what. So... newspapers have always done that for exclusives. You know, they've gone out and said, we want the full squad and we want them all dressed as, you know, if it was Forrest, they all have got to be dressed as Robin Hood. And they said, well, if you want that, obviously it's going to cost, which is what they did, of course.
That was very much what they did.
In the 90s, 91 Cup final. So Roy Keane wearing a sort of, looking, in the days before he got that self-aware when he was a young kid, he's standing there in a kind of, a Robin Hood hat with a feather in it, holding a bow and arrow. He looks quite happy with it. I think you'd be hard pressed to get him to do it now. That may have been one of our old mate Monty Fresco's. God bless him. But anyway, the point I make is that papers have always done that. They've always paid that a little bit more for exclusives. But the TV companies did as well. They would pitch Andy, the two main channels, BBC and ITV. They would pitch to who got, you know, who's going to get on the coach, who's going to get the access, who's going to get to the training ground.
Yeah,
and it was all monetized then, you know.
Yeah.
So that was, as I said, I was quite impressed with the fact.
They still say stay at Selsdon Park Hotel. That was always the hotel they stayed at. Do you think it was miles from Wembley? Why stay there?
All the money it would have cost. I mean, it cost a lot of money. They always had that shot of the aerial shot of the coach going in, wouldn't you? And that was a helicopter then. Or a sort of plane, but
or
now
a tall bloke,
it's an incredibly tall bloke up a crane. But of course, it'd be a drone. It'd be a lot cheaper to come, wouldn't it? Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't really.
Can I show you Lewis Hamilton's latest?
Show me what you like.
Clothing disaster.
Oh yeah,
isn't it fantastic. He's wearing a suit that basically looks like an old-fashioned, broken black and white TV.
Can I look at it?
It's a tremendous effort, isn't it, by him? Honestly, how did Sports Illustrated vote him one of the amongst the 10 best dressed sports people?
It looks like someone, if you banged him on the head, you'd basically, the picture would settle down. It does. It does look like an old cathode ray tube telly that's got a bit, the horizontal hold's gone on it, doesn't it? Just bang it, it'll be fine.
And Frank Lampard's been speaking, and he said he didn't, after Spygate, he didn't want to build a wall around the training ground. He should have got Donald Trump to build it. He'd be quite happy.
He got Mexico to pay for it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, how's that working out?
Not too well.
Yeah.
And can you stop asking Poch if he's leaving if Spurs win the Champions League? He's not.
Yeah.
Okay? They did it again yesterday. You think, oh, stop. What's the point? You're not going to say, imagine if he suddenly said, yes, I am, actually. That's it.
Well, that's what he's kind of done there, hasn't he? But
well, he did it in a sort of sarky way, but then, you know, I don't know.
It does seem a bit of a non-story, this, that came out of something that looks like it got lost. Oh, they did ask him if he was joking. To be fair to the press, they did try and qualify it, but he kind of doubled down on it in a bit of an odd way, but, you know, I don't know.
Fantastic. Do you want to hear a royal wedding announcement from today's Times Court Circular?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Royal wedding.
Yeah, royal wedding, yes. Miss 8-0 King is marrying... No, Miss A.
Oh, okay.
Miss A. Alice... King is marrying Captain RMG Prince. A king is marrying a prince.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
that's beautiful, isn't it?
Okay. Well, it wasn't really raw news. It was just that.
Give it a
bit. Do they have that in the Star? Or is it only in the Times?
They only have it in the Times.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
The Star. Honestly, no wonder they publish my texts all the time. Some of the quality is so low. It's very easy to get in. This bloke, Hedley Boxall. I don't know if that's his name.
Yeah.
He said, the fact a talentless clown like Ed Sheeran is worth hundreds of millions of pounds...
It's a bit harsh.
I know. Proves what a sad country England's become. I can think of a lot more people to use that analogy with than Ed Sheeran, who's actually pretty successful.
If you're looking to pinpoint the fact that you feel this country's in a bit of a pile of state, I wouldn't have top of my list Ed Sheeran, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Bloke who holds Wembley Stadium in the palm of his hand, armed with a guitar and a pedal board. Not bad.
I know. I've had two published this week. I'm quite pleased with that.
Would you care to read them to us or not?
The only thing is, the last time I did
this... He gets such a thrill from this. he gets more of a thrill. He has a national daily outlet for his views on TalkSport.
I'm a published author.
But he often says, oh, I've been published in the Star again today. He says, I've been published. Witless letters that they publish every time, don't they?
Not every time.
They are quite funny, some of them.
No, they're not every time. I find if they're too clever, they don't get in.
Right, okay.
They've got to be LCD, let's be honest.
All right, yeah.
But no, I'm pleased, and I use a variety of aliases.
Yeah,
which is good, and I'm very pleased. Often they're jokes I do on the show, and
really?
Like the one I did about educating Archie.
They are low quality then.
Educating Archie got in.
Oh, they got in, yeah. That's one for the teenagers. Anyway, we move on.
Okay, good.
It is...
So I'll never get another one published now. I have to use a different phone.
They're going to start off. Get your burner phone. This is me burner phone I only use quick exit needed. Going to be putting on his burner phone.
The Hawksby and Jacob's Daily Podcast.
With a week of sport on TV, it's Martin Kellner. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon to you. You know how I love Talking Pictures TV?
Yes.
Which is sort of the vintage movie channel.
Mm.
But as well, which I think is fantastic. I mean, it's fantastic for the oldies, you know, with all the old movies and all that.
Yeah.
But also for cineasts as well. You know, say if you're doing film studies at the University of Wootton-under-Edge, it's brilliant to watch that. And if you're doing your thesis on, you know, appalling British films of the 1940s and 50s, they're all there.
Yeah.
But as well as that, you'd be thrilled to hear that they're showing vintage episodes of For the Love of Ada with Wilfred
Pickles.
And Irene Handel.
Wow.
And this week, the one that I watched this week had a football theme, a very strong football theme.
Okay.
Jack Smethurst, you know, who's
Love Thy Neighbour.
Yeah, Love Thy Neighbour, Jack Smethurst.
Yeah. The producer, shaking his head, 1,000-yard stare from the kids in the gallery.
This is a bit unfortunate because I happened to mention Peter Brough yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So educating Archie
Andrews,
So are we going to... What was the football... What happened?
Well, now, you had to suspend disbelief.
I find it hard to believe in a sitcom from the 70s.
Really suspend disbelief. Because Jack Smethurst is supposed to be a Manchester United fan. Right through the series, he's a Manchester United fan.
Yeah.
Leeds are in the cup final. It'll be against Chelsea, so it'll be the 72 cup final.
Wow. Yes.
Wembley.
70 cup final.
So Jack Smethurst has got a pair of tickets for this match.
Yeah.
and Wilfred Pickles goes out to get fish and chips.
Can't believe we're having this conversation.
I'm loving it. It's yeah. tremendous.
Yeah.
Wilfred Pickles goes out to get fish and chips.
Yeah, that's right. You did hear that, right? It's Talk Sport, national sports radio station. Not,
Wilfred Pickles got quite a few mentions during Cheltenham Week, if you remember.
Wilfred
right.
Pickles went out to get fish and chips. So what happened next?
Well, so the envelope in which Jack Smethurst has got the cup final tickets.
Yeah.
He scrawls the with a little pencil. He scrawls
to Haddock.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. A fish and three sixes.
Yeah.
So he puts all that down and the order. And then he comes back and he throws the envelope in the fire.
Oh,
so
no.
They think they've burnt up
the tickets,
Jack Smethurst's
tickets. Yeah.
However, the real suspension of disbelief is Jack Smethurst is supposed to be a Manchester United fan.
Yeah.
He's going to watch Leeds against Chelsea, right, in the final. He's got all his... Oh, I'm so excited. Billy Brenner and the boys and all that. And I'm thinking, what Manchester United... Even in 1970...
Yeah.
No Manchester United. He says,
zero.
Oh, North against South. He says, North against South. I'm definitely supporting
yeah,
Leeds.
That's how they've tried to justify it, by saying North against South.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not
ridiculous.
The way football works,
as,
is it?
As Wilfred Pickles
Why don't you
say,
write to them, Martin, and complain? There's nobody alive to take your complaint, is there? I don't know if Jack's still with us. Two different stories. I'm sure he is.
I'm not sure anybody in that programme is still with us.
And well done, Martin. You've won 37 and eightpence.
Yeah. So anything else happened in the last 30 years you want to talk about?
Very little, actually. No, I'll tell you what, I have to applaud Jurgen Klopp for finally destroying that ridiculous convention that you have to, whenever there's a slight swear word picked up by the microphones, you have to immediately apologise.
Yeah, that was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the line of the week, and I think our good friend Max Rushton did tweet it, line of the week is, oh, the kiddies will all be in bed now, and then he goes ahead and drops the F-bomb, which was brilliant, I thought, and it was, you know, and also I do like swearing in German. Because it's almost it's almost like a German word. You know, when you hear German people, I've got a few German friends. When you hear them swear, it sounds great.
Have you got favourite words? No, don't go down that.
No,
No.
My favourite Italian swear word.
We've got a lot of Italian listeners, so they're all tuning. They're all tuning in.
Yeah. Well, they'll know what it is because they have a whole day dedicated to it. The five star party.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Why they named the party after a defunct group of the '80s? I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Systematic, that's right.
I watched obviously all the football. Yeah. I thought Klopp was, I mean, I enjoyed your match. I thought Ericsson gave a great interview afterwards where he did. You very rarely hear someone say we were lucky.
Yeah.
And I mean, can you accept that Spurs?
You have to be lucky to get hit the post, didn't they? You have to be lucky to get through a game like that.
They were fortunate. I don't know about lucky. Yeah. I still think they deserve to win.
For the spirit and the character and all that, obviously.
And second half performance.
Just going back to Klopp, I think something you would have liked. We played it earlier on. Jurgen Klopp kind of talked to us like middle aged men do. Can we hear it again? Is it possible to hear that again? I think you'll like this, and you will sympathise with Jürgen's issues. Have a listen to this. He was talking about the night after the game.
The time is intense in general, so it was not only the Champions League game didn't make it more intense or whatever. We had to play it anyway. After a game like this, I'm completely rather done than the other way around, so means then I can sleep very well and pretty early if possible. The only problem is that all the other guys in my age group know that we wake up pretty early and during the night three times as well. So
nice to hear, isn't it? Nice to hear a Premier League manager admit he's got a bit of a prostate issue.
But what you missed was after that, he said, and when I wake up, I listen to Martin Kellner.
Yeah,
yes, he does.
Very big in Ho Chi Minh City, he said.
Very big, yes.
He speaks like that.
Yes, why does he speak like that?
I've got no idea,
I'll tell
basically
you
doing John Belushi in Animal House. I was there.
Yeah. The first few times I had Henning Vane on my
in the
show,
back of your cab.
I had Henning Vane on my radio show up north.
Yeah.
Nobody would believe it wasn't a character he was doing because they had that mixture of South London and
it's such
German.
A strange. I love Henning. It's a very strange accent.
He's been here a long time, but he still sounds very German, doesn't he?
Yes. Well, sort of German South London mix, but very good.
Yeah.
So I obviously enjoyed all that.
Very unhappy. We should apologise to NUFC and LCFC because it's an absolutely gutted at Martin's For the Love of Ada spoilers. He's obviously recorded it and watch it. I mean, they keep talking about Game of Thrones spoilers and Line of Duty. I was so bad, Martin, you've just gone on and not, you didn't go spoiler alert first.
Well, apologies.
Yeah, thank you.
The match went to a replay anyway. Yeah. But there was a load of actual footage of the match, which you don't often get, you know, when there's a...
Are they cut the proper footage in, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, it was proper footage, loads of it, you know, Osgood and Bremner and all sorts of stuff.
Wow, okay, I'm going to go and find that then. It's like, yeah,
it's well worth watching.
So, sorry, Martin, it's you were saying, yeah, we're talking about Jurgen Klopp and we're on to Spurs.
Yeah, on to Spurs. Yeah. So you get the choice. You had Pochettino, who, as always, was brilliant. I mean, they are the two most admired managers, I think, probably in the... Well, apart from Pep Guardiola, we've known about him for years, but I think... They are the, you know, for post-match interviews and everything, I would say they were two of the most admired managers, Pochettino. I mentioned last week, I'm a patriotic better and patriotic, you know, yeah. I will always, always, always support the British team.
Isn't that the worst kind of better to be? Patriotic better, you can, you know, I mean, you know, you may drop on, but...
Very occasionally do. I include Australia in it as well, so I backed Adam Scott, and he's, you know, in the golf, and he's...
Oh, right.
He's a Commonwealth man.
He should as well, yeah. I'm a bit of a Commonwealth.
So you extend to the Commonwealth.
Extend to the Commonwealth. Ireland as well.
Yeah. I did ask Martin if he'd watch Channel 431, the Greyhound channel. But he said he'd be a bit busy watching the football. So
no great
joy. He's promised me next week he's just going to tune in between sort of
check
around.
It out.
Not here next week, actually, but probably the week after.
Okay.
I've got off for a couple of weeks.
Anything
else I watched? I watched Chelsea, of course, last night.
It was a very dramatic game. Andy didn't think so, but it looked quite dramatic to me. It went to the wire, didn't it?
Well, yeah, the penalty shootout. The penalty shootout's the point at which my missus always says, wake me up if it's a penalty shootout. She won't watch football as such.
I know, it's funny.
But does like to hear me going about the body language and telling her who's going to miss.
How often do you get those right?
Very, very rarely.
Fancy him here. Goal!
Yes.
Yeah, we've all done it, haven't we? All the body language. Goal!
Yeah. But I also, I enjoyed the Spurs match. And I thought BT Sport did themselves quite proud. I thought it went rather well for them.
You see, they're showing the final free of charge. They're honouring, because it's all British clubs, all English clubs, so they will be showing those games free.
Well, well done, BC Sport. Yeah. And I thought Darren Fletcher very good, because at the end of the Spurs match, just after the last goal by Moura went in, he said, and Jermaine Jenas is speechless. And I thought, well, there's a bonus. I know you boys can't say anything, but that was good. And as I say, I thought Des did a great job with the with Klopp being
never
the
easy, that, is it, on the pitch?
We have to move on, I'm afraid.
We do, Martin. You're on overnight, I take it.
Overnight, 1 till 5.
On Talk Radio.
It's a ridiculous time to put a man of my calibre on, but anyway, I want 1 till 5.
And so Jurgen Klopp, he'll be fleet, he'll be listening, he'll listen
one hopes,
couple of minutes, then he'll come back to it about an hour later. Indeed. So as we've now discovered. So thank you, Martin.
No
see
worries,
you in a couple
Martin.
Of weeks.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are, that was this afternoon's show, and just before we go, clips of the week. There was one clip we didn't put in. You'll probably discover why. I felt it was a bit regionalist. If you're from Preston, you may want to switch off now. But
I just thought it was a wonderful impersonation by Nigel's guest of Mark Lawrenson.
Okay.
To be loaded, unloaded, loaded again.
Yeah. Could do quick. a bit of primal scream, couldn't
probably
you?
Could have done with a bit of lead into it. But
yeah, that's all right. We gave it as much,
We'll have to excuse our assistant producer.
Yeah, he's basically still drunk from last night. He's had an absolute mare today. So we'll have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday from 1.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.